What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Get yourself comfortable.
I'm actually in the shot.
You're
in
the
shot.
Fat man.
Or was I in the shot there as well?
Yeah, you're still in it.
Oh, okay. Just, cool, I'll just stay here then.
Love it.
Do you want a drink or something, Mitch?
Nah, I'm all right.
You good?
Yeah.
You sure you don't want water?
All right, I'll have water.
Because I'm not getting up again.
Thanks.
You're fucking late.
So yeah, shit.
So what do you do when the intro doesn't work?
We just sit here awkwardly.
Oh, nice.
It's it's still in the recording. It's just we can't hear it.
For whatever reason.
OBS is a piece of shit.
Right. It's pretty good. OBS is pretty good software. I mean, it's free.
I know. You've got. And it's...
Considering the alternatives costs a lot of money.
Yeah, and you're probably not getting much more than what OBS offers anyway.
No. Does OBS have multicam?
Yeah, it's got multicam, it's got streaming.
So you can cut between cams live?
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah, that's so...
Because I've only ever used it with one camera for my private shows that I put on.
OnlyFans?
Yeah, for OnlyFans, nice. Yeah. I just do my stand-up to no laughter. It's the same as usual, but
it's alone in your room.
It's alone in my room with a camera, and I can just go, well, there's a reason there's no laughing this time. And
yeah,
not because
you can...
some bitch fucking goes off, interrupting my fucking set.
I knew you were going to want to
38 times. Yeah, because I haven't had a chance to talk about it on my podcast yet, because everyone's busy at the moment.
Oh, you doing your podcast again? You're starting it back up?
Yeah, didn't I tell you?
No.
Oh, we started recording Riff Boys again, but it's called How About This? And what we're doing is we're waiting till we have like 10 good episodes before we actually launch it.
Oh, that's a good
So
idea.
We've got like 3 or 4 now, and we're just going to record some more. And then we're doing probably weekly and then maybe bi-weekly if we do a Patreon.
Yep.
To all of our 10 Patreon supporters that we get. I don't know, I think we could get a decent amount of Patreon supporters, because it was a funny show when it... I don't know. Did either of you ever listen to it?
No, I haven't.
No, it got taken down before.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, but we got a whole backlog of those.
Yeah, didn't you take it all down?
Yeah, I just took it down. I was like, show's over. But yeah. These ones are like better than that, and that was like a pretty good show. And like, we had like 200 consistent listeners, basically.
Nice.
That's fucking... pretty good.
And we did zero marketing. So
yeah,
if we did a little bit more marketing, we could probably get a few thousand people to listen to it regularly, and then a few hundred thousand, then a few million, and then hopefully 6 billion people, roughly, is the goal.
Yeah, well, what you need to do is buy a satellite
and
then just shoot it into the air, and then it forcibly go into people's radios.
We need to get Elon Musk on and be like, so now you're selling your rockets to the Pentagon to blow up brown people in the Middle East.
Not just brown people, yellow too.
That is very true.
The Chinese.
I didn't know about this. Now.
Didn't you know about that?
No. So, is he like the new Iron Man, Tony Stark? He's like blowing up brown people.
Yeah.
Just to make a suit.
It was so funny because he's like, he just got that contract. So he's selling all of his rockets that were to... go to Mars, which is just code for establish a pedophile colony on Mars, basically.
Let's dive deeper into this, please.
Yeah, him and the rest of, him and the rest of his billionaire pals are going to go hop in their rocket, go to Mars.
Well, they took away their island, so where else are they?
They're
going to
be
go?
Like, well, the Coast Guard can't get us up there, is basically. Yeah. What's the FBI going to do? NASA gets no money. They're not going to be flying to Mars anytime soon.
Yeah.
It's all going to be private rocket companies like SpaceX.
So, yeah, space sex is what they're going to call it.
Space sex with kids.
Space sex with kids.
Allegedly.
I, for one, can't wait, and I'll be on the first rocket up there.
As one of the kids.
Yeah, to get my ass fucked by Elon Musk for money.
Do you remember when they were taking, like, people were, like, signing up? They were like, hey, one-way trip. Do you remember that shit?
Remember.
Yeah, that was so fucking... And then, like... you saw all the application, it was just the most fucked people imaginable.
Yeah.
Just people who are like, I don't enjoy my life. I want to die. It's like, mate, you're starting a colony. It's not for like a fucking group suicide exercise.
Yeah.
Unless that's what, maybe it is.
Yeah, they make it and they're like, God fucking damn it.
Yeah.
I really wanted this.
Do you know how fucking brutal it would be? Like, and how many ways it could go wrong?
Yeah.
Someone just fucking sneaks through the cracks.
Yeah.
And kills every one of them.
Yeah, like serial killer on Mars. Yeah.
Starts fucking all the kids. And you're like, not yet.
Wait till we've established the colony. We haven't even started shipping them up here yet. Yeah. We're not...
Wait until we've signed some contracts. We've got some advertisers.
Yeah, that was part of it as well, wasn't it? There was a reality TV show that would be following their day-to-day.
I think it was a reality TV show for the training. Because they did like...
Because if you did a reality TV show up there, it'd be like, okay, so day 53, we've run out of water. We're going to be dying very soon. There's a corpse just there. Right?
Yeah.
Over here.
That was Bill. No one liked Bill. Yeah. So it's all right.
Bill Cosby. He went up. That was the first one who went up.
He goddamn fucked all the kids.
Yeah.
Left none for the rest
of us. Yeah. We're all fucking roofied out. Yeah. Forgot to turn the water catchers on. Now we're all fucking gonna die. Thanks, Bill. Mm. Yeah. So let's talk about our shows that we've recently had. It's been a couple of weeks since we've done a podcast.
Yeah, well, Jared was nice and riled up about his show that he did.
Yeah, so explain to us what happened.
Just some bitch. She just kept interrupting me. So I was doing Watch Street, right? And then she, every time I started, were either of you at Watch Street?
I was there.
Ethan was, yeah.
Okay, so for your benefit, every time I started a bit. So first of all, this lady got up on stage before my set and started singing. Do you remember that?
I remember that. That was great.
So she was plastered because another comic who was there, who shall remain nameless, who she was friends with, handed out free alcohol.
To buy the crowd. Yeah. Classic move.
Very classic move.
Never seen it before. When I heard that, I was like, oh man, I fucking missed a good show.
Yeah, and some...
You did not.
And we later found out that at a bunch of the different tables, those shots of tequila weren't distributed equally. So certain individuals were having 3, 4, 5, 6 shots for the whole table.
I was. Me and Adam were designated tequila drinkers at our table, so we had 3.
And the designated drivers.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
So she obviously was plastered, and she was heckling the dude who got up on stage before me. Keep in mind, this is a book show. She's paid $30 to be there. Like, she's paid money to be there.
Yeah.
She heckled the dude before the set.
But she's having a good time. So I feel like she's getting money.
Ruined his set.
Yeah.
Then got up and started dancing. Had to be taken off stage by the MC. Then the MC didn't do any bits and just brought me up. Which
way to reset the room.
Yeah. Didn't really reset the room. I don't think that's his fault necessarily.
I think he was a bit in over his head at that point. He was just like, I know what the fuck is going on. Here's Jared.
So it was basically my job to reset the room. Yeah. Which, number one, big mistake. Don't ever get me to reset the room. Number two, so I got up there and just every single bit, I crushed with my first 2 bits, and then I went on to my next one, and then she just kept shouting out, and she would shout out once when I started the bit, and then once right before the punchline.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, just right before the punchline.
She had a real knack for comedy. She knew
She knew the timing.
She anticipated the punchline and she would shout something. She wouldn't shout the punchline because she's stupid. She didn't figure out the punchline. Yeah. But she figured out that a punchline was happening and she had to ruin it.
Yeah.
She heckled me probably 20 times over the space of probably 4 minutes.
Yeah, wow.
And I had to end my set with my last joke completely bombing because she destroyed the energy building up to this punchline.
Yeah.
And then I had to get off the stage just being like, okay.
Yep.
Guess that's it.
Thanks.
Thanks. And then I get off the stage and she comes up to me at the back of the room and she starts apologizing to me. She's like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But she doesn't mean it, of course, because she's fucking stupid.
No, she just wants attention. She just wants more attention.
She just wants attention. She comes up to me and then I tell her to go away. Like, I just very, as politely as I can, go away. Then she keeps coming up to me again and again and again. And by the third time, I'm just like, fuck off. Just fuck off. Go away. And I'm doing the photography as well. So I'm there in a professional capacity. Then that's how through it I was. Usually I'm good at bringing it.
It was, you're usually pretty done at that point.
Usually I'm good at bringing it down and staying professional, but I was just like, fucking go away. Just go away. And then she goes up to all the comics and she's like, what do I need to do to make it right with this dude?
He's like, fucking leave him alone.
Do I need to buy him flowers? Do I need to buy him a drink? And yeah, exactly. People were saying, leave him the fuck alone. You've ruined the night. You've ruined his set. Also, I was the first act and then Luke got up and then the headliner. So this was right before the headliner, basically. Yeah. Luke was able to bring it back. But that was only...
That's because she was at the back of the room annoying the fuck out of you.
At that point, she had gone to the back of the room and she just stayed at the back of the room. She's just walking around going between comics. Yeah. Even Elliot was like, just go away. Just fuck off. Like, no one here likes... None of the comics like you. Yeah. And I had all the comics coming up and patting me on the back, being like, it's all right, mate. Nothing you could have done. And like, I mean, you could have kicked her out, but whatever. I guess she's going to... not be at the next one, and I'm doing a set at the next one. So,
that's all right.
I hope that goes better. chances are it will.
Basically, I just get another go at it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good lineup.
But if you fuck it up next time,
yeah, that's on me.
That's it.
I've got no excuse. Yeah. But I won't fuck it up. It'll be fine. It's a good room.
Yep.
I've just had a rough couple of sets in a row, just with like the crowds and stuff, like fucking Black Butt. They were just not having it. Yeah. But they didn't seem to be having anyone. It was a bit...
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, it was just a really small crowd, so...
It was a small crowd, and it was very...
There was too many comics.
Too many comics, and too many just weird... Just a bunch of boomers at the front who didn't laugh at anything. There was a table of young people who were too cool to laugh at anything, you know what I mean? And they were like...
They're the best.
People over the... And then there were, like, the comics up the back. So it was not... And then there was just a bunch of tradies at the front. Tradie-type dudes.
Yeah, they were like, all right.
They were okay, but it was just not the right sort of crowd.
Yeah. What annoyed me...
Too many comics, and comics don't laugh at each other.
No. And there was a new guy getting up, and he just started attacking the crowd.
Yeah, I'm going to get him on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm going to get both of them on.
Yeah.
Is that those two guys who...
Yeah.
Oh,
those, man. They were at Watt Street.
They do the edgy bits.
They were at Watt Street. That's so good. They were at Watt Street, and they thought they were so funny. And they were coming up to trying to hang with the comics who were booked.
Yeah.
And they're just being... They're cracking jokes that they think are just fucking rock solid to the comics. And the comics are literally just like... Just silent.
Yeah.
Just being like... Stop talking, and then go back to what the comics were talking about. Yeah. It was so funny. These idiots were just dunking on themselves, and not showing up. He comes up and he goes, "Oh, just get a couple of beers into me. That's all I need, huh?" And then no one laughed. Just no one laughed at all. Which is the worst.
That is the point where I'll crack up because no one's laughing.
Yeah,
I would rather people make fun of me for saying something like that than for people to just be like,
So anyway,
yes,
yeah.
Anyway,
the fucking worst.
At least, like, if they're dunking on you, they're at least trying to have a joke with you. At the very least.
Yeah.
Even if it's at your expense. It's like, instead of just staring at you like, no.
They came to a writing group the other day with Eddie, and they were fucking going for it
They went off at he was making fun of Kyle Legacy when he got up.
Was he?
Yeah, he just started roasting Legacy when he got up. That was his first thing.
No, the first thing he did is point at someone at the back of the room that no one could see. And had a joke about him, like, ready to go. Like, you called him something.
Unbelievable.
Said something.
He called him, like, a pedo or something.
Yeah. Something horrific.
And then he went in on Legacy. Which, never don't go in on Legacy.
No.
Because he's going to go, you're done. Like, you can't. He gets up. He'll get up and he'll just make fun of you for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And you will
Or longer.
Or longer.
Because he doesn't get lights.
No.
Or if he does, he ignores them.
You'll be so embarrassed, you'll never do comedy again. Like, it's...
Unless you're just fucking retarded. Mm. You got no wherewithal.
That's why I don't go to those writing groups.
Oh, look.
Yeah, you never know. It's a mixed bag. Sometimes it's worth it.
Look, I want to go. Like Eddie was saying to me last week, she's like, you need to turn up to writing group. Because I think she's just sick of my jokes. She's like, you just need to write more, cunt.
Mm. With those guys too, like, yeah, taking the piss out of them on this. But they're like, I had a chat to them there. They're all right. Like, as people, they're not fucking the worst. And they've got pretty interesting backstories. Like, one of them's, like, brother died. The other dude's, like, Aboriginal. But doesn't look Aboriginal, so he's like trying to figure out how to do Aboriginal jokes while being like looking white. So,
oh no,
kind of interesting. And I'm like,
these are the two edgelords.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah.
But at that age, like I was fucking like that too. So I kind of see where they're coming
from. How old are they?
They've got to be like what, early 20s. Yeah, I probably wasn't like it then. I was probably just really stoned.
Yeah,
yeah, they've got to be like 20, 21, I reckon.
Crazy.
Yeah. But
just aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's what you think comedy's about when you're that age.
Yeah.
And you're into that sort of shit. Like you've listened to all the comics that are like fucking edgy comics from back in the day. And you're like, oh, that's what I have to be, is fucking like aggressively like anti-establishment and fucking.
I don't even know if it's that. I think they've seen comics like roast people, like hecklers, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's what gets laughs. So I'm good at making fun of people. So I'll just fucking get on stage and make fun of people.
Maybe.
Not realizing that, like, if someone heckles you and then you get them back, it's different to just getting on stage and attacking someone.
Yeah. Out of nowhere.
Yeah. But
the crowd's not going to like that.
No.
Who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
No, that's what I couldn't get when he started going off on Legacy.
Yeah.
Just started ripping into it. He had like three bits ready to go about Legacy. I'm like, what? This is unprovoked.
Yeah, because they're fucking completely new. Like, they've got no fucking idea what they're doing. And so they need guidance.
The only time you can do that is when Legacy calls you something on the lead up to stage.
Yeah, exactly.
If he calls you, if he makes fun of you, you have a comeback.
What did he say to you about you?
Oh, he said, speaking of retards, Jared Moore, everybody. Yeah. Bring him up. Man, I did not enjoy that set either. It was a bit, I don't like that room.
That reminds me of that fucking Stag and Hunter room where I got up and you fucking heckled me about my haircut.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Like, but fucking Jared, not again.
Yeah. Honestly, you're kind of karma.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I only heckle sometimes. And it's like,
yeah, but that lady was like all those sometimes in one go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. It's dawned on him.
Yeah.
At least he got it all out in one.
Yeah.
Now the clock
I don't even care if people heckle me. It's just if you do it more than once.
Yeah.
It's
true.
Just if you keep doing it during a during a set, because it's not like, and she wasn't even saying shit that was could be funny to come back to.
Yeah, when you've got a heckler like that, like Redfern bloke who's just spouting fucking nonsense, it's just like,
you can't understand him. They're just going,
how can I even respond to that?
Like, probably in their language, whatever that language they're speaking, be like, just, I don't speak alcoholic, I don't know what. Yeah, so I'm not fluent in crystal meth. Can you, like, speaking
you had
English.
A good comeback. You were like, oh, yep, there's the fucking mayor of Mayfield.
Oh, yeah.
Because he just keep doing it. He's like, blah, blah. It's like, cunt, this isn't a two-way conversation.
But, yeah, I'd had time to, like, plan that. Like, with Jared's, it was just like, this bitch just picked on him. Like, out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
She's just like, you're the one that's going to cop it. And it's like, what are you going to do about that?
She thought she was being nice when she was doing it. Like, it was all, the heckles were like, she was anticipating.
Oh, yeah, this is like Mitch when he took him to a comedy show for the first time, a big dog show, and we all sat in the fucking front row, and Mitch is like,
Ethan bought
rubbing his titties, and just like,
oh, it was notorious.
He's like,
I'm just interacting
with him.
Yeah.
He thought he was helping the show out.
I made the paper.
Did you really?
Someone wrote a fucking blog about it.
Yeah.
About how fucking awful the crowd was.
Yeah.
At this particular
It was just a strange night, mostly because it was me and one other dude. The other dude was fucking weird too. There was just two creeps.
Yeah, he was on heaps of coke.
Yeah.
And it was just a fucking rowdy crowd.
I wouldn't know. I don't go to Big Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, It's because Milos doesn't like you.
No, I'm allowed to go. He'll let me go. He just won't let me perform. Yeah. Something about me calling him a faggot. He was being an asshole to in the comedy group chat.
Oh, nice. Oh, is that man. Why you left the group chat? Like,
no. Left? He no, was no, kicked.
No. Oh, okay. No, I wasn't kicked. I left. I came back, but I left because that comedy group chat's just bullshit. It's just people. It's just yeah, the. It's usually just the least funny people talking the most is what it is. So. Yeah.
There's
without naming names.
The people who were
Andrew people... Milos. That's the only one I will name.
Fuck him. I asked him to come on and he was like, nah. So well, you don't get a chance to defend yourself, Milos. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, you only want generally for a comedy podcast, you want comedians. So.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Wow.
I've seen him do comedy. It's not great. But
man, he did a set at fucking the Spanish Onion. He did a set at the Spanish Onion and he ran over time. He bombed, obviously. Ran completely over time. And then fucking Steve just ripped into him. Oh, and no. He quit comedy for 6 months just from getting roasted. Yeah. Just the bomb followed by the roast from Steve.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Just...
It's tough out there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sure is.
But, hey, he's fucking pretty good at running the rooms. I'll give him that.
He's been
very fucking successful at that shit.
If I didn't suck at comedy, I could probably make jokes at other comedians' expense too. But I suck at comedy, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
You're better at roasting yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
I roasted you today too with your stupid fucking post about your TV cabinet.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to get creative.
Yeah.
You know what the first fucking message I got? Do you deliver?
Yep.
About what?
This TV cabinet.
I'm selling this TV cabinet.
Yeah, but you wrote a fucking paragraph on it. No one's going to read that.
Yeah, so well, people did, actually.
Do you reckon they got to the part that said, I don't deliver, pick up
Emily? Well, obviously pick up to Nilba Bay.
Yeah.
Like, that's the heading of the fucking ad.
Yeah, well, people don't fucking read
it. Yeah, I know.
That's so funny, pick up to Nilba Bay.
Do you deliver? Nah. I literally wrote, please don't ask me to deliver and make it weird. That was the first thing. And then she tried to play it off like it was her husband. She was like, so funny. Sorry, that was my husband. Because I wrote back. I was like, nah, negative on that one, love. as per the title of the ad and in the body. And then she just come back with, oh, my husband wrote that.
That's I'm so like, funny.
Yeah, sure.
Throwing the poor cunt under the bus. No, I wrote on there as if only you put as much effort into this as you did writing comedy.
Oh, no, it was good. I even messaged fucking old mate.
What did we come up with? you were going to come out. You got a new opener for Mitch, right?
Right.
He comes out and he starts singing like, I got chills, they're multiplying. And then he asks the crowd, what's that from? And then they go, Greece. And he goes, no, diabetes.
That's really funny.
Dude, it's got to kill. I can't wait.
You get a bit of crowd interaction.
Yeah.
It's always good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love setting up the crowd to fail, like asking them a question like that. You know,
that's what I do in my opener.
Yeah, with the JB Hi-Fi. Yeah.
It always kills.
Yeah.
And people don't understand because it's not funny, but like it's objectively not funny. But every time I do it on stage, everyone gets laughs at it.
Because it's got crowd interaction.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so you're including them.
And it's the same with most of my bits. And objectively bad, but the crowd laughs at them for some reason, so I keep doing them.
Yeah, because you're getting them like involved in it.
Yeah, I guess.
They're like, it's for us now. Yay.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I get to talk now. Yeah, and you're like, no, shut the fuck up.
Maybe that was why that bitch started talking. It's because I did the crowd interaction bit at the start, and she's like, possibly, oh, this isn't in. He's going to be okay with me going, ah! Every 5 seconds. Yeah. Which is, literally, that's what she sounded like. Oh, couldn't understand a fucking word she was saying. She'd just be like, ah, ah, and then I'd be like, yeah, cool.
It sucks but it also sucks for everyone around them. We were watching the pro show for the Newcastle Comedy, the one at the theatre, and Tanya and I were sitting behind this fucking lady, and she'd laugh and then repeat the punchline.
She's just preparing for the office on Monday.
Oh, it's like those fucking people who laugh in those people who laugh at the not funny bits in movies. You know what I mean? Like a couple rows down, there's always someone, a POR,
person of retardation, who is several rows down, and they... Yeah,
we really warmed you up with Guess Who, Me Too, didn't we?
It's a good icebreaker.
Yeah.
And they... yeah, no, they just laugh at the most inappropriate times, and it's very irritating.
Yeah.
No. Oh, man, and Tanya and I... And then Tanya and I were literally like, she ruined the entire show for us. And every time this woman would be like, oh, fucking apples, or whatever the punchline was, Tanya and I just look at each other. And then I hear the people behind us, because they can see me and Tanya just fucking like staring at each other like every time. And they're like, these people aren't laughing. Every time there's a punchline, they just look at each other like they're mad.
That's unbelievable.
Because they can't hear the lady in front of us. Okay. So we just look
like... They just thought you were like super politically correct. Like,
yeah.
Fucking, this isn't funny.
Yeah.
I'm offended by apples. That's fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, this is sort of a trite point, but people who say, well, if you blame the crowds for... why the comedy didn't go well, then you're not good at comedy. Mm. It's just, that's just flat out not true.
Because it's very situational.
It actually does heavily rely on the crowd, because you're relying on them laughing.
Yeah.
And if they don't laugh, which plenty of people don't even like, plenty of people don't even find funny or laugh at the idea of comedy. So you can have the most well set up joke, and then they'll be like,
well, go perform to comedians. Yeah. Like, that's exactly it. Like, it's literally...
Yeah.
But at the same time...
But a lot of men as well won't laugh at all. In crowd, if they're there with their partners, you'll notice a lot of the time men will be, like, just stone-faced throughout the entire thing. Like, they just want it to be fucking over.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're only there to feed and liquor up the woman they're with. So they can take her home and... fucker.
Where's is there a Mitch Coyne one of these? Are we gonna put on here?
The next
consensually.
Consensually.
The next one's all comics edition. Yeah. Everyone that we know.
But that's every comic. I mean, for pretty much every comic is
is a rapist, is what you're trying to say.
I'm trying to say nearly every comic is a fucking rapist. So, I mean, we've had a few in Newcastle one or two who've left because they got a little bit too rapey with the
they got cancelled.
Yeah, they got cancelled. Nothing happened to them legally, but they we were like, we don't want to hang out with you. I won't say this dude's name, but
well, that sucks.
I won't say Elliot Stewart, well known Raw finalist.
And he's not here to defend himself. He should have turned up, Elliot.
Yeah, he should have turned up.
That train ride.
I'm just slandering his name.
Imagine if he got accused of that. Everyone would just look at him like...
No one would believe.
Really?
Yeah, no one would believe him. They'd be like, you were not capable of being a rapist.
Everyone would be like, who raped you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
And they'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that you got raped by a woman.
Yeah. We'll go get him. We'll go get him for you. No, but with the crowd thing, I think people say that it's like the whole, oh, good tradesman doesn't blame his tools. But it's like, if the tool's fucking broken, then you can blame it. Yeah. Like
the crowd's broken.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you can have.
Well, it's like
obviously you
like
can.
Dave Chappelle can't do a fucking like uni gig.
No,
like it's not going to work. He's a fucking great comedian, but
you could do a uni gig.
You reckon?
Yeah, of course he could.
Oh, I don't know.
He's one of the ones who quit because he's black as well. That's part of it.
True. Yeah.
So it's like
if Dave Chappelle was
that's
white,
that's the other thing is you have to be. You have to have something interesting about you when you get up on stage. Otherwise, it's just another fucking white cunt. Dude doing stand up, which is like that show we did. I say show, it's a fucking open mic, but it was at fucking Black Butt.
Yep.
Where it was just like there were so many comics, and then we had like an American, and when the American got up, even though he sucked, got plenty of laughs, even though what he was saying was essentially stolen bits that I've heard before.
Yeah.
Everyone laughed because, one, obviously they're good bits because he stole them. And two,
they were written by an actual comedian.
Yeah, he's an American. So it's interesting. And same when the ladies go up, it's interesting.
Yeah.
But most of that lineup is just white Australian men and it's just boring.
Yeah.
And we're all kind of saying the same thing as well.
And you got nothing, no one's got anything to talk about. Like, oh, so I grew up normally. How funny is that?
Yeah.
Just had a normal experience in Australia. Just your average experience. Like, you don't have like any, you don't have any, you can't talk about being, you can't talk about people being racist to you. You can't, you don't have all the women's stuff. You can't do any of that.
I can absolutely talk about people being racist to me. Because I grew up in Taree, yeah. And I got jumped by a bunch of Aboriginal people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm white.
Yeah. We experienced racism firsthand.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was fun.
That was
I thought you were going to talk about European-style racism, where no one likes Polish people, that sort of thing.
No.
Which is my favorite kind of racism. Like, people who are racist to Italians.
Yeah.
Kings. If you don't like Italians, we can be buddies. That's like,
man.
Because, like, you know, people will say, you know, Italian people, but, you know.
Yeah.
We're really out here calling Italians people now? Unbelievable. Unfucking believable.
And you can get away with saying that because no one cares about Italians.
No, no one gives a shit. And they're white. They're just white people.
Yeah.
And they're probably successful.
Yeah.
Every Italian I meet is usually pretty successful, especially the ones with the thick accents. Like, God damn it. Like, man, you could...
Have you heard my bit about consentitore?
No.
You haven't heard that bit before?
No.
It's the only Italian man who doesn't rape.
Jesus.
Consentitore. And that's his big thing.
Yeah, you know, nice.
Yeah, he's like, hey, that's what's so different about him.
Yeah.
Hey, give me some of the pulse.
Give me some of the pussy. But
no,
if you say, okay.
Yeah.
If you say no, that's okay with me.
We can just sit here and watch the movie.
We can take it slowly. You know? Yeah. Consentitore.
Hey, mama, she said no.
Just constantly in the friend zone.
Yeah.
He just can't break it up.
Goes home to his ma and his mum's like, boopity 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 ba, boopity 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 ba. And he's like, ma, what? And she's going, boopity 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 ba. No, can't speak their fucking gay language.
Jesus.
Fuck the Italians is my stance.
Going hard on the Italians. Why not?
Because it's the only avenue that's left.
That's the only one.
You can make fun of Italians, fucking British people.
True. Mario hasn't been cancelled yet.
Man, you know British people who are all like, you run into a British person who's like pretty well off, and they're the ones that come over to Australia. But if you ever talk to like a real British person, they're just like, hello, love. How you fucking going? I'm British. And it's like, man, just kill these people. Just fucking, these guys conquered the world.
Yeah.
Well, not them.
No.
You can be as racist as you want.
No, no. The good ones, it's the old Rogan joke. Like, the dumb ones outfucked the smart ones. Oh, that was the problem. Like, all the good British went to control India and parts of Australia. But
everyone's idea of the British accent is people going, hello, I'm from Britain. And I'm,
the posh ones.
I'm the posh. Yeah. I'm the posh gentleman. And this is what I do. But they're all retarded. Every single one of them.
Yeah, the ones who stayed in England, the ones who left.
Even the ones who come here are retarded.
they've certainly got great tans.
Like, I worked with.
Have you noticed, like, every time an English person comes to Australia, they've always got the best tan in the room.
It's racist that they do that. They're basically in blackface.
Hashtag Carl Legacy.
I know.
Blackface.
He's not that. He's just
he's got
freckly.
A great tan.
He's not tanned at all.
He plays sports.
He's freckly.
Got the tan.
He's outside. Yeah. Okay. He goes outside. That doesn't
make
sense.
As opposed to me.
You raise a good point though. Like, how many tones of shade are you allowed to change?
That's
like,
so true.
Yeah. If you're already like Indian, and then you just get a tan.
Yeah, but they're already black. As a type of being black is Indian. They're fine.
I've got a funny story. I don't know if it's funny.
They all want to be white.
If you tell that goddamn story about the Air Force, the Indian guy against Pakistan...
No, you've heard it too many times.
Yeah, obviously.
My mum, like, she's German, European. Mm.
And racist.
Well, you could have said
she was
German.
From a time when that was okay.
Yeah, true. So it's 30s, 40s, we're talking.
She was born in...
2000.
we used to live in Tuncurry.
Yeah, that sounds made up.
Yeah.
We have retarded names for places. Bloody Boongliba. Bloody, I'm from Wongiboo or something. Fucking, man, speaking of... Yeah, continue.
Anyway, and there was a mission in Foster.
You're right.
So anyway, my mum's walking down the street, and she used to be really tanned herself, really, really well tanned. And
I know this one.
Yeah, she was hot.
She was.
Yeah,
I back in the up. Day. Thanks, man. Can I start calling you Dad?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's handy. Now I've got a replacement for my dead dad.
No. Oh, no. Hey, you should. You have a dead dad.
Yeah.
You should go on Mitch Garling's.
I tried. He rejected me.
Oh, nice.
It's kind of, it's like, kind of,
I know the name is called Dead Dads, but yeah,
we're kind of,
you're not quite a fit.
Yeah, yeah. So nah, what? I've got like real comics who are gonna come on. Yeah.
Oh, that
anyway,
is
so... yeah, it's awkward. Super awkward. Now when like I go and see him, it's like when you've been rejected by a chick.
He's like, hey man, is your dad still dead? Yeah, man, he's still dead.
It's oh, like cool. When you just ask checking. Like, you're doing business with some lady. Oh, man, best example. Me and Ethan were going to go to Thailand until my dad got cancer and he ran up the ass of a Mercedes.
Yeah.
And there was this fucking... I was, like, recently single and there was this chick selling us the holiday. So I was doing it all. Ethan was just in Sydney getting stoned. Isn't it crazy how our lives have changed? Now yeah. I'm the one who sits around doing nothing and getting stoned. You're the one who does everything between us.
Yeah, it's great.
Anyway, so it was like she was just being friendly because she's trying to sell me a holiday. But 21-year-old me is like...
She wants the dick.
Yeah, she wants my dick. So I've just like blatantly asked her out and she said no, obviously.
I wonder why.
And then I've just had to like keep dealing with her while we're organizing the rest of this holiday that I never went on.
That's so funny.
I know. So yeah, now it's kind of like that with me and Mitch Garling. It's like I've asked him, he's rejected me, and now there's this awkward thing
Did
between
he
us.
Say why?
Yeah, he just like, oh, I've got like better comics to have on.
Yeah. At least he was honest.
Yeah.
Is that what
yeah,
he literally yeah. said? I've got better comics.
I'm paraphrasing, but right. It's what he meant.
He like he had a long queue of better comedians
yeah.
before he stoops to you.
Do you have to have yeah. a dead dad to go on that show? Is that a prerequisite?
No, it's not.
Oh, so
no.
It's just
the name of
one
it.
Of the themes of
yeah.
the show.
Cause yeah. Because his dad died and he's like, oh, got to milk it. No, I'm kidding, Mitch. I love you.
Yeah. He's not listening.
Yeah, he's not listening no, he's to not. This. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
Maybe just that section when I cut it out and send it to him.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, anyway, back to my original story. My mum was walking down the street and this car of Aboriginal ladies pulls over and like, oh, hey, sister, where are you going? She's like, oh, just up the road here. Like, we'll jump in, we'll drive you down. She's like, oh, okay. Like, fine. That's great. No. So that she gets in the car, they're driving along.
Can you do the accent, please?
No.
You're going to tell the story?
No.
You piece of
I'm
shit.
Not doing the accent.
Bruh, get in. Come on, all right, sister.
Anyway, so she's like in the car for about 2 minutes, and then one of them turns around and just like, hey, you're not Curry. And mum's like, I didn't tell you I was. And they're like, ah. Oh. And then it was just like really fucking awkward when they realized they just picked up some random white chick instead of another Aboriginal lady. And they were really racist against white people, obviously.
No, they were probably just scared that they were going to get fucking something happened to them. They're like, oh, white woman in the car. Shit. This could
yeah.
go. This
they
could
were literally hard. Like, oh, can we drop you off at this like
yeah.
street here?
Before we all get accused
yeah,
of rape.
They would have been afraid of the police, I would yeah. say. That yeah. would be the police would be
if
like,
we
oh,
get pulled over, this is a kidnapping now.
Yeah, yeah. basically.
Yeah. It's a kidnapping and also we're going to, just in case, search your car for drugs.
Yeah.
We might find like the residue, one single marijuana, just the tiniest grain of weed, just yeah. the tiniest yeah. little one. And I'll be like, oh. Death penalty. I know we don't have the death penalty in Australia, but for you, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Which I'm okay with because they bashed me and called me a white cunt. So.
Did you get yeah. bashed as well?
Yeah, at school.
Yeah.
So you both got bashed by Aboriginals.
I got bashed walking through I Block, which was the retard block. It's yeah. like where they kept all the special kids.
Okay. So I was on your side, but now I'm not.
But yeah.
I was going to say, you were in the retard block and you got bashed?
I was walking through the retard block because that was like... Otherwise, you had to go all the way around to get down yeah. to the canteen.
So you were on your way to your classes in the retard block. Yep.
I was taking a shortcut.
Yeah.
And yeah, two Aboriginal kids rolled me for my money in the retail.
Did you have any money?
Yeah, I had change on me. I was going to the canteen.
Oh, nice.
They listened for the jingles is what they did.
That's my favourite type of robbery, is a violent assault for pennies.
Yeah, that was good.
Violent, yeah, fucking... Yeah. Yeah,
at least it was for something.
And I was just walking along, like, non-racist.
Yeah, we just committed a crime that'll get us put in prison for 10 years. A vicious fucking assault. But you know what we got out of it? $3.60.
Yeah.
That's two rounders and some lollies.
Yeah. Some fucking fantastic. Jersey's
canteen.
Redskins.
I do. I specifically know rounders because I used to scab like enough money all the time to get rounders.
Yeah, one of them just punched me in the gut. Like out of nowhere, dropped me, and I was like, "Well, this is going bad."
You just, I heard this story when I was in primary school. We had this weird kid there, you know, the weird kid, the one like the I was weird.
The other weird kid,
the other weird kid, the weirder kid than me, like socially, like the nerd kid. We were in a small school. There was like four of us in our year, so one of us had to be the fucking weird kid. Anyway, he got to high school. And was just immediately just fucking bullied horrifically. And apparently he's just decided, oh, these kids are chasing me and about to do not very nice things. I'll use a 5-cent coin as a diversion. A 5-cent coin.
Did it work?
No.
So the kid was clearly retarded and Jewish.
Yep.
Yeah, he was hoping. No, if he was Jewish, he wouldn't throw away a 5-cent coin.
True.
He was hoping the bullies were Jewish. Yeah. Like distraction technique for them.
It confused them enough that they were like, did you just really think that that would work? But then he kept running, so I was like, oh,
worked,
man.
Worked in the 40s.
Would have.
Just put a 5-cent coin in each carriage.
During the Great Depression.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a dated joke, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Didn't know we signed up for a fucking history lesson.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Mitch has got one on the board. Finally. Oh,
man. It's taken how
it's
many
episodes?
It's
been 50? Quite a few. Quite
how many few. Episodes are we up to yet now?
51, this is.
Fuck, nice. Man. That is insane. People, when are we going to start getting
how
listeners?
Many people listen?
One per episode released.
Yeah.
We've got 52 listens. No, I don't know.
Nice. I think it's about 30.
I do it for the love, you know? It's for the joy of podcasting.
We That's get good jokes out of this that we never perform because we don't listen back to it.
Until someone comes along and goes, I'll listen to the episode and this thing you said was really fucked up. And I'm like, oh yeah, I should do that as a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not, oh yeah, I should take that down.
Yeah, no.
Nah.
No, I should do that to the public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone working on bits?
No.
Yeah, I am. Let me...
What do you got?
Actually, I think I have a bit.
I was writing this bit about, like, owning a van, because I've bought a new van now.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I always get accused of being a pedophile for, like, owning a van.
And I'm
like, well, is that why?
You've only owned the van for a week, by the way.
Yeah.
You've owned it for, and the way you said it, it's like, oh, yeah, it's happened a lot.
No, because I bought the other van before that.
Yeah, which you owned for 3 days?
Yeah, and I got called a pedophile like every day for those 3 days until I got rid of the van, and then I bought another van, and I was still getting called a pedophile.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you should fucking pedophile.
But I'm like, that's just probably because of what I look like, a pedophile. Whereas I want to know how attractive you have to be to not get called a pedophile when you buy a van, just to be called like,
you've got to be a surfer.
He's just a cool surfy dude.
Yeah.
But if I grow my hair out, I just look like more of a pedophile. So that doesn't work either.
Yeah. No, it's...
It's a little... No, you just got to fill your van with tools, basically.
Yeah.
Go, like what Adam does.
Go to the vinyl... Go to some vinyl shop that does vinyl stickers. Make up a business. Just pretend you run a business. Yeah. Put it on
but
the site.
But catered specifically for children, mind you. Yeah. Because you're still a pedophile because you own a van. And only people who own vans are pedophiles.
I've been working on this. I've been working on
remote
this
remote daycare is the name of your business.
Remote daycare. Mobile daycare.
Yeah.
Works out of a van. I've been working on a bit about how I've been lying to my hairdressers for the last 3 years about continuing to be a student. So like,
oh, yeah, nice.
So like, I graduated from uni 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I've still been telling them that I'm a student.
Nice.
And like, so they must think I'm a doctor at this point.
No, they think you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, they're like, he still hasn't finished? Yeah.
What a, they either what think a I'm retarded or a doctor.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
There's no in between. Anyway, they're asking me about my, then they started asking me about my courses. And so I have to go into these lies about, I have to remember what courses I did 3 years ago. And if I've already told them 3 years ago,
yeah,
or if they'll even remember. So I'm like going into it. And then I decided, they keep asking me about my courses, how my course is going, how my uni's going. And I thought, maybe it's time to end the lie. So now I've told them I graduated in August,
yeah,
which is usually when you graduate. And my graduation is in April. And now I have to lie to them about how my graduation went in April. So now I had to get I have to get photos from my graduation 3 years ago and be like, hey, look at these.
Are you really selling it that much?
This is when I graduate. I might have to. And okay, all these fucking...
Too bad if you had like long hair back then.
Also,
too.
All these fucking lies. A $2 discount. That's how much... That's how much I'm saving. $2.
But over 3 years, that adds up. That's like $22.
Yeah, I know.
In haircuts.
It's more for the thrill. Haircut. The thrill of the lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Getting away with it.
But I think there's like some meat in there.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
You should go with I ended the lie by creating another lie.
Basically.
Where
now, no, you just need to go to another hairdresser and tell them you're a student and start the process all over again.
Tell them you enrolled in another course.
Yeah, I can be like, now I'm doing my honours. Yeah. And then be like, just keep it going for 15 years. Because I was telling them I was in uni in like 2015 when I first started.
Yeah.
So like 7 years now of uni, basically.
You're going to get to the point where they're actually going to start referring to you as doctor.
Oh, no. And if they start, you know, there's going to be an emergency happening there. And they're like, is anyone here a doctor? And like, well, Jared is.
Of photography.
Yeah, no, he's a doctor of medicine because he's been going to uni for 28 years.
Oh, that's right. You re-enrolled in that medical course.
Yeah, that medical course. So
that is run out of Newcastle University.
Yeah.
That absolutely does not run medical courses.
Yeah, they do.
They don't teach you how to be a doctor there.
Where did you come up with this knowledge, Mitchell?
My cousin's a doctor. They do teach you to be a doctor. They have medicine at Newcastle.
Jaden dated someone who did medicine.
I thought he had to go to Armidale.
No.
All right, my bad. I thought it was just like University of
Newcastle, you fucking idiots. Can't even teach.
Well, I knew they did like medical science there and stuff like that.
No, they do full medicine.
Like,
they do
everything. They do fucking law and shit.
They're one of the best
well.
Universities in the world.
Yeah, really? top 300 or whatever the
We're
fuck.
Up there.
Top 3%.
Yep.
But all our universities are top 3%.
Yeah, it's Australia.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's because the other university, you have, looking at universities globally, you have the University of Student Debt in fucking the US, where it's not about teaching anyone, it's about getting people in as much debt as possible and getting them to play sport and rape people in colleges. That's what American university is like.
That's why I went to uni.
Yeah.
You mean all those rapes?
But then you go to Chinese university is like the University of Propaganda. Yeah. It's like not a real university.
Oh, you'll enjoy this story. Right. Did I tell you about how I got out of doing my consent matters module at uni?
I remember doing that.
Go for it.
I always thought it was funny that they do that. Because it's like, if you're a rapist, you know how to not be a rapist anyway.
Exactly.
Everyone knows that.
Well, I sort of claimed that I'd been raped. Somewhat.
Really?
I alluded to the fact that I may or may not have been raped. And that was a trigger for me. And that being
and did they,
forced...
Did you get out of it?
Yeah. I said that being forced and subjected to like such like type of content could be a trigger for me.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I just played their own stupid shit against them. And then they were like, oh, we have to like not make him do this.
I wrote a stand-up bit about...
This is fucking stupid.
I wrote a stand-up bit about it that never went well, where it was like, the consent matters module. And it's like, well, I mean, if... Not if you're a rapist. I mean, doesn't matter that much, obviously. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't think the module... I don't think a little quiz is going to stop fucking Brock Turner from going, like... No, Bill Cosby's about to drop a pill in someone's thing, and he's like, oh, sorry, I did a quiz when I was at uni, you know, 50 years ago.
Yeah, It's like the stupid modules they make you do against cheating.
You know what it is? Integrity. There's a word for it. It's called fucking... I forget what the word is, but it's basically where you offload the responsibility to individuals instead of... So when a rape does happen, because it happens all the time at uni...
They can be like, well...
They can be like, well, they did their module, we did the module and we teach... We say to our students that rape is not okay. So when it happens, it's automatically the fault of the individual rapist and not like an institution that doesn't give a fuck about it, which is what the university is.
In which case, if you're the rapist, you'll be like, well, the module wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
How am I to blame?
Because that's all colleges really
are. Well, that's how people get around, like, that's what they do with OH&S as well. It's literally like, all right.
Well, you were trained. You were told what to do. You were told to wear the hat.
Yeah.
But I'm so
you got a skin cancer and died?
Yeah.
You were told to wear the sunscreen and the hat?
Yeah.
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 Instructions weren't clear enough. Fucking ate the hat.
Yeah.
Rape the hat, actually.
You guys didn't take into account the fact that wearing a hat is...
There was too much sperm in the hat.
Yeah. You guys didn't take into account that wearing a hat is extremely gay and I was being made fun of, so I didn't... Yeah.
That's exactly how all train accidents happen.
No, you weren't being bullied, all right? Because those guys, they signed the anti-bullying policy.
Oh, that's
right. That immediately stops bullying.
That's true.
You signed it, therefore it didn't happen. It wasn't bullying.
Exactly.
It wasn't bullying. And if they did, they're in breach of that, and that therefore it's their fault.
Yeah, not ours.
Not because... Fucking trading, like that industry of being a tradie just breeds that kind of bullshit culture.
It can be fun too.
Whenever I talk to a tradie, I know for a fact.
He's more of a man than you.
I know that, but also the moment he stops talking to me, he's going into his car to his mates who was back in the car and being like, what a faggot. Like, what a fucking...
That's what we do after this podcast.
What a fucking pussy. Like, because I know I fucking... So I do wedding photos, right? That's my job.
Yeah.
You also cross your legs.
I do.
Yeah.
I do wedding photos. And like, when I get into my car with like fucking Chris, is we both go, if we have a particularly bad client, we both go, you know, the same sort of thing. Yeah. But maybe with less... homophobic stuff.
Yeah. You're like, what an asshole.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
As you do. But my job's great. I do sort of trade work, but I get to have lots of fun. The other day, I just got my nuts out at work. I sent one of the guys.
Public school do you work in?
Yeah.
Which one?
I'm like inside a caravan and I'm like, go get me a screwdriver. And I'm like, I'm going to play a little prank.
What's your job again?
He works.
Repair caravans.
Yeah.
You repair caravans?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone repairs caravans.
I do.
Ah. No, I figured like if you buy a caravan, you don't want to... You do it specifically because you want the caravan to look shitty and...
No, they're fucked.
You know what I mean?
Oh. Yeah, they're absolutely fucked.
You buy a caravan to let it get fucked.
Yeah.
And then you go, this is my fucked caravan that I live in. You know what I mean?
It just stays in the backyard.
It's mostly old, rich, white people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Those fucking caravans, they take the wheels off and put them on stilts. Yeah. And then they build extensions on them. And it's like...
Flat. It's exactly what I was going to do.
Yeah. they build the extension on and they take the wheels off. And it's like, it's not a caravan
anymore.
It's a white trash house. Just made a worse house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I sent him to get a screwdriver and I got my nuts out. And then when he came back to give me the screwdriver, my balls were out.
And he didn't notice?
And he didn't notice. And then he did. And he was like, oh, what the fuck? And
I
was
nice. Like, oh,
that is a fucking good prank.
And then he started sucking on
it. Yeah, we all had a good laugh.
So what do you do?
I came.
So was, what do you have
that,
to
that is
repair?
The go-to prank. Because I used to do that shit to you all the time.
Yeah, but you can't get away with
what
that.
What do you have to repair on a caravan?
Oh, like, is it just side sheeting, like water pumps, toilets, electrical work? I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, heaps of shit.
So like, just like being a handy, like a builder.
You know, I guess, yeah. I do like carpentry and
plumbing
and sheeting and electrical. Like pretty much jack of all trades, master of none.
Why caravans?
Oh, I just got into it, I guess, through like my dad was like, this guy needs help over at his workshop. And I was like, I need a job and I'm at uni. Well, I wasn't at uni when I started. But I was like doing that. And then I was like, this sucks. I'm going to go to do uni and better myself. And then I like still worked in that while I finished uni. And then I finished uni. I'm like, I'm going to get a nice IT job. And then COVID came along. And I'm like, I guess I'm going to keep repairing caravans and doing this shit.
Yeah. So you can get an IT job, just not doing fun IT. It's literally helping people work from home.
Yeah.
So just word of mouth. So you're just doing word of mouth.
Yeah.
For
what? Repairing caravans.
Yeah.
pretty good. They just pay cash.
Are you fucking looking for a new job or what?
No. I'm just
curious.
He
wants to see my nuts.
Yeah, he does.
Look, you had me at ball exposing.
Yeah. I had a 6-month prank with Ethan where I took a Polaroid. See, he's crossed his legs again. I don't know how people do that.
Let the man cross his legs because he's not a fucking chungus. That's why. Yeah,
not a
me nuts get in the way, mate.
I don't have any balls, as we've discussed. Balls.
Anyway, so I took a Polaroid photo of my nuts, and Ethan used to live with me for about 6 months nice. In between garage days. And
yeah.
Do you live in the garage at this house?
No. He tried to move into the garage at our place. He had a perfectly good like room, and it wasn't even like a smoking weed thing either, because I didn't give a fuck. So he could smoke weed like out in the back patio area and stuff like that. Like, he had a good setup, and he still wanted to move into the back garage.
I was like, I could set up a bed out here.
Yeah, and he's come to me. He's like, so I'm going to set up a bed out in the back garage. I'm like, fuck off, cunt. No, you're not.
Oh, it's just a gremlin, all right?
Oh, man.
Little garage.
Or in summer as well?
Oh, it sucked in summer. Winter's worse, though.
Did you live in his garage in summer?
No. Well, yeah, it was around there because it was New Year's Eve.
Yes.
We spent New Year's Eve in my garage watching World War Z. I remember that. It was one of the best fucking...
I don't, because I was you were extremely
fucked.
High.
Yeah, that was the time I got real racist with one of the girls that Tom tried to bring around as well. But I can't even remember.
Classic
Mitch. Yeah, so anyway, I took a photo of my nutsack and... like sticky taped it to his fucking wardrobe in one of the little fucking hidey hole things. And I was like, I'll just get a message from him one day when he finally fucking realizes it. So Ethan moved out. I forgot about it completely. And
I saw it. I just didn't care.
Yeah, well, that too. And then Ethan moved out, left the nut shot there. And then I caught it just before the final inspection before we moved out.
Fuck. That would have been so good.
Yeah.
It was just like, why is there a picture of you with your balls out?
Yeah. Well, you couldn't tell who it was, whose nuts it was. But yeah. It would have been strange for the next people if they didn't ever catch it. Just like, they moved into this new place and like, oh man, this is a nice little place. And what the fuck? Just a little Easter egg for someone.
It's pretty funny.
Easter eggs.
That's nuts.
God.
Nice.
God. Fucking damn it.
How long have we been done? How long have we done?
Yeah, that was me. So that's like.
I haven't gotten into my bits yet.
All right. Do your bits.
Yeah,
you probably have awful. To edit down the Guess Who Me Too part anyway, because it just. I don't think it's going to play real well audio wise. I mean, we can do the video for YouTube, but.
Yeah.
Brian Callen. That was a.
What?
Did you hear about that?
No.
Brian Callen. So, Chris D'Elia. Like, he got fucking Me Too'd.
Right.
Bunch of underage girls are like, he's grooming me. And then him and Brian Callen, like, podcast a lot together. Brian Callen just completely threw him under the bus. He's like, I don't even know this guy, pretty much.
That's pretty funny.
And then Brian Callen got Me Too'd, like, a week or two after. He's like, I didn't know. If only I had some friends to back me up. Oh, man, you threw him under the bus.
Yeah, I mean, but Chris D'Elia.
Yeah.
I mean, he did it.
Did he, though? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, there's photos of him grooming kids.
Yeah.
In, like, he's sexting teenage girls.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Like, there's evidence. Like, it's pretty clear that he's done it.
But also, Snapchat deletes everything, remember?
So true.
Oh,
yeah.
man. Can you imagine, like, that was the start of it, too. Like, there was shit floating around, but it didn't really kick off until then.
Yeah.
Oh, because he was like... What do you mean Snapchat doesn't?
Yeah, he's like, oh no, don't Snapchat doesn't save photos. And they're like, yeah, they do. And they thought he was joking. He was like, oh yeah. And then like just the dawn of realization.
Yeah, that's the picture.
Comes over his face.
Is that on Rogan or something?
No, it was on Fighter and the Kid.
That's the picture I took for the Me Too.
Yeah.
That's his face when he realizes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very special photo.
That his career is over.
Oh, okay.
And Ethan pointed me in there.
Fighter and the Kid. That's a
podcast.
That's that podcast with that guy who's got CTE. He's like retarded. He's a
Brendan Schaub.
Yeah, but Brendan
Schaub. Have you been on the Fighter and the Kid?
There's like 45.
What I was about to talk about.
Multiple 45-minute compilations of
him just being like, so I was back in the but just having
he's been punched just in the having head a fucking lot.
And he tried to play professional football before
having a
that
CTE
as well.
Just having a CTE episode where he just can't remember who he is or where he is in the middle. And that's why there's the get
they very well might hire a fucking president who does the exact same thing over there. So I don't think fucking brain damage is a
got
big
two,
thing for them.
Yeah, I mean, the two major candidates are both retarded at the moment. So which, you know, we'll have the first retarded president when Joe Biden wins in November. technically the second retarded president.
Handicapped.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, handicapped.
We'll have the second handicapped president after Trump.
All right, Mitch, show us your bits.
All right. Can we turn the cameras off first?
Nope.
Yeah, I was literally just like trying to write a bit about, you know, you buy dogs and...
So you buy a cab. So
you buy a dog.
So you buy a dog, right? You buy a dog. You buy a fucking dog.
You buy a fucking dog.
You bought the fucking dog, right?
And you put these dogs around your house.
Yeah.
But they're not your dogs. No, they're someone else's dog.
Yeah. They're not your bits. It's a bit someone else wrote that you brought to the stage. Yeah. A series of someone else's bits that you brought to the stage.
Were you there for the fucking back and forth between him and Dale, the guy in the crowd?
So you buy a bit. Yeah. You buy a fucking bit.
Horrific.
What happened?
Him and one of the guys in the crowd at the front was like... sort of heckling, but he just got drawn into a conversation with Brian about...
Where was that?
About the Black Bar. Like,
I missed that.
Like, nearly last. Oh, it was the most heinous, awful thing for both of them. I was like, I feel sorry for both of you, Brian and Dale. And he's like, what the fuck is this? It was so bad, but so good to watch.
Oh, man. I've been walking back to my car some nights, and he'll walk out behind me. And I'm pretty sure if it wasn't for Tanya, he would have stabbed me to death.
Quite possibly. Anyway, you buy a dog.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you buy a fucking dog.
I don't... Nah. Oh, man. I'm trying to write a bit on how I bought a German Shepherd because I thought German Shepherds were really smart dogs. Mm. Everyone's like, oh, they're good guard dogs, you know.
Only as smart as the trainer.
Well... Yeah, I got nothing for that because my fucking German Shepherd is super dumb. He'll just sprint at our fence and run into it.
Very normal.
For no reason.
Very normal.
Is your dog named Brendan Shaw?
And look, yeah, dogs must be like their owners because he fucking breathes real heavy too. He's always like just semi-snorting time he breathes.
Yeah, he's emulating you.
So, I'll
man,
be sitting
if dogs
there...
if dogs could talk, they'd be like, "What if there's a Yamaha?" fuck. That's my Brendan Schwab impression.
What is his website? Is it retardedfaggot.com? I'm serious.
What?
I think it is. Yeah, retardedfaggot.com. Someone bought the domain retardedfaggot.com and it's just a picture of Brendan Shaw with the letter B. Yeah, B.
That's so funny.
The hate that this guy gets.
Oh my
like
God.
The fighter and the kid subreddit for their podcast is just hate. So much hate directed.
Has he been
Me
Too'd yet?
No.
Sure, no.
He's a fucking great dude.
No, he doesn't.
Kids.
No, he looks like he's going to get me too.
He's fucking done shit for charity.
A dude who looks like that. And he also is in MMA, which you only get in MMA if you've been punching women. A little known fact is you have to be doing domestic violence.
Oh, fuck.
Because it's more training for MMA. You go, I have to go home and train with my wife.
That's why the cops do it.
Yes, it is.
They stay sharp.
They got to stay sharp. The police are like, what does domestic violence look like so I know how to arrest them? I've got
to
do it.
He gets to a domestic violence. He starts critiquing the dude. He's like, man, you've got to hold him down.
Yeah. You're actually under arrest for not doing domestic violence correctly. which is actually carries a even bigger penalty than if you actually do it.
Wow. Well, yeah.
We might need to edit that one out.
Yeah, probably.
So yeah,
I need a button to put like audio markers in the thing where it just goes beep.
Yeah.
Beep.
Yeah. Let's, Tyler, cut it out to where it just, I'm talking about my dog and then that's laughing at me saying, we better cut that one out. I feel like that'd be fucking so spot anyway, on.
Your dog's retarded. That's yeah, the bit.
That's the bit. Because nice. Like all I'll hear is literally just him like loud breathing, sprinting up the side of my house. And this almighty fucking boom as he hits my fence.
Well, he does sprinting, which you don't do. So
yeah, he's not entirely like me.
Yeah.
But he's got no control over his momentum, which is entirely like me. I am like a rolling stone. Once I start, you cannot stop me. As I've proven that night walking back from comedy when I just slipped on gravel.
You're like ate shit. Yeah, you're like a rolling stone. You should have quit ages ago.
still going.
That's
it. Oh man.
Man. Oh. Those guys, how are they still doing their thing?
Oh, just a aren't special they like, kind of they're like fucking...
Yeah, they're like 900, aren't they?
Just drugs.
Yeah, really. Drugs. I think they're in their 70s or their 80s.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if any of them stopped taking drugs, they'd probably just keel over and die.
Yeah. But fucking the lead singer, Mick Jagger, he's like fucking works out like crazy to do his shows.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they're just fit probably.
Yeah, yeah. Like good lifestyle. They probably stopped doing drugs in the 80s.
Mm. Yeah.
And haven't touched it since. And the last 40 years, they've just been millionaires. The only drugs
they've been doing is like adrenochrome and like drinking children's blood and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know those fucking billionaires that are now like getting younger people's blood transfused into their bodies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy shit.
Insane. And also no proven, doesn't work, obviously.
Stem cell therapy.
No, dropping.
But they haven't proved that it doesn't work either, so.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but like, what else are you doing on Monday?
That's true. Well, I mean,
when you're a billionaire.
I'm working, usually. That's what I'm doing on a Monday. But yeah, I'm not injecting younger people's blood like a fucking pedophile vampire, which is what...
Pedophile vampire.
Yeah.
They're not fucking the kids while they inject the blood.
Yeah. What? Oh, thanks.
I'm not sure if she was laughing or crying.
Slipped a note. It says, time to go out for dinner. All right, I guess this is done. You know, you couldn't have just opened the door and talked like a normal person. You had to slide a note under the door like a fucking weirdo. Jesus.
All right.
Well, it didn't even slide it. Like, I had to read it upside down because she slid it like
the wrong way.
The wrong way.
Yeah.
Women, am I right, folks?
Yeah. Classic woman. Anyway. All right, thanks for coming on, Jared.
That's all good.
Good to have you.
Yeah.
Too bad those other cowards didn't turn up, but you know.
Yep.
Cowards.
What a bunch of cunts.
We'll get them next time.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll get them next time.
All right. I'll call it there.
Yep. Right. Love yous. Bye.